Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Happy birthday, man. Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited, man. I mean, to be 56 years old on your birthday. I mean, it's amazing. You know, I saw how you just kind of willed yourself into the studio and, you know, just, you know, being 56 is what I was saying. Yeah, you know, it's just amazing. No, actually, it's like it's 40.
I think it's 46.
No, it's inches. No. That's how it's inches. That's inches. That's all. That's the height. That's the height. Or my belt size. I'm not sure yet. Anyway, well, now that you're thinner, now you're look. He's amazing. And he pulls up in his limousine. His trainer dusts off his shoulder and stuff. And it's just come on.
I know it.
And isn't it amazing?
Yeah. He has a birthday coming up too. I think that's his goal.
Yeah, in an hour. Like, you know. In an hour, man. He's gonna be old. And
older.
He's older than older. Me.
I mean, it's amazing. He is like a grandpa, even though he's young. It's just amazing, you know. I like to stay close to the home. I don't like to travel too far. You see my sweater? It's cold in here. I'm like, you're 28. What are you doing? Hold on. Hold on to 60. Oh, my goodness. Get my teeth. You seen the glass? Get my teeth. I need to eat. I said, eat some hot sauce. Got some hot sauce. Get some hot sauce. Right?
Slap your mama hot sauce.
Slap your mama hot sauce. That's exactly what he eats.
Exactly.
Steve showed me the hot sauce, you know, when he was going to Pittsburgh. And I just kind of put it back. It's just Pat's hot sauce. And then finally I pulled it out. I'm like, it's slap your mama hot sauce. I'm like, I can't believe that, you know. I think he even gave some to his mom. I'm not sure. But she was like, it's right.
She turned me onto it.
Oh, she did?
She bought her own.
She wouldn't have slapped her mother.
No.
Right?
She wouldn't have slapped her mama. No, she would have lived on.
She's sweet. She wouldn't have done anything like that. No. Well, hey. Yeah, right. Oh, my goodness. You know, it's just amazing. I remember, John, when you were only 45 inches. I remember.
Really?
Do you remember Shoney's restaurant?
I remember Shoney's restaurant.
You had a list longer than how high you are about your expectations for life, right? Isn't that amazing?
Amazing. How many years ago? That restaurant's not even there anymore.
No, but I think the list is. I think it just kind of just went into the ground. Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. That's what God does to us, right? God, here's my plans. He goes, oh, that's so cute. Okay, yeah. Many are your plans, but it's my plans that prevail. Don't worry, I will order your steps. What did you order from the catalog? I don't know, but God definitely ordered my steps. Think you're a mistake, because think about it. He ordered your steps.
Yeah.
God ordered. What am I doing here? God's going, I ordered you there. I mean, think about Joseph and his whole journey, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, he was just tending his sheep, just doing what he was called to do. He goes to sleep one night, and his whole family turns against him.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. You don't believe in dreams. Hey, let me tell you something. You know, Joseph went to sleep, and God began to share with him his future and his sleep. And so he's so excited. Hey, brothers, who we do pancake dinners with? I'm excited. Can't tell. I had a dream last night. I got a vision, man. It's just exciting. Hey, it's dark in here. What are you doing? I don't speak Farsi. I mean, what are you going to Egypt for? What's going on? What happened? Sold into slavery because he had a dream and he shared it. Isn't that crazy? Wow. But in the very end of his journey, we're not going to necessarily go there yet because we want to talk more about John's age. That in the very end of going to prison, being lied on and betrayed and all this kind of stuff, God was setting him up so he can set his people up to be able to bring them to a land to protect them during a difficult time that was coming. And it was even in Egypt where he was going to protect them in the land of Goshen. He was putting a person in a place that could have favor with people that they wouldn't even talk to, so that when the time came, when they thought he was dead, they fell at his feet and said, oh, please don't kill us. We're sorry about selling you. He's like, he said, what you meant for evil, and don't forget that. Mm-hmm. He didn't say what it seemed to be evil. No, he said, what you meant for evil.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, that's right. I got an amen out there. He's like, that's right. God meant for good. And you can rest in that. You know, when somebody's beating you upside the head with a proverbial bat, calling it for Jesus, you go, wow, that's amazing, God, how you mean this. And don't get caught up and get bitter or offended by the one who really means it's mean, because they don't realize that God is just setting things up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Juan Paul, dude, it's your birthday, man.
Yep. Yep.
This used to be the event of a lifetime for him. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. He's always
throwing
a party.
It's my birthday. It's the party. Please. Oh, my. Listen, it's me. It's me.
Listen, you have a birthday coming up, and I just want you to remember that it's a very special birthday, one of which we will not forget.
Dude, that's,
and you won't
way,
forget
that's
either.
Way in the future. We don't need to talk about that.
Oh, don't worry about what you do today.
I'm just celebrating you.
We got plans.
I am celebrating you. I am celebrating all 48 inches. It's so important, man. I just want to know this. You know, you're a very, very tall man inside. And that hat, you need to wear a hat that kind of goes up a little bit. That thing's so flat on your head.
The Lord lives in me, man.
Anyway.
I was thinking the same thing.
Whoops. Oh my goodness. So what are you gonna do for your birthday?
Actually, I think I'm gonna have a birthday party tomorrow.
You're gonna throw yourself a birthday party.
What
is that? I'm not throwing a birthday party, but
is it a surprise party or something?
Not anymore.
Are you invited? Surprising yourself?
They sent you your invitation to your own party. It's supposed to surprise you.
Oh, not a surprise. Not a surprise.
Man, a party with those guys, that's going to be cool.
That's going to be
those
great.
Those are awesome, awesome men and women of God. That's like, wow. And I'm sure it's going to be totally, totally fun. Are they going to roast you or something, like with socks or something of that nature?
No, probably
and belittlement as they imitate you?
They wouldn't do that.
They wouldn't do that?
Mm-mm.
Let me see. I don't know what would be.
And don't text them and give them any ideas.
Okay. I will not tell them that John impersonated me for my birthday. He got a big box and he stepped on it and he said, listen. No, actually, he just came up with the idea and then Pat took it and ran with it. Ran all over me, mind you. All over me.
He did it
so well. I mean, obviously, nobody can do it like Teresa.
Oh yeah. Yeah, she's got skills.
She's the master.
But we gotta let her know we can do her too. But melancholies, they may be real quiet and stuff, but boy, they're watching.
They're watching every
single thing. I don't know what would be an imitation of John.
Listen, we got more important things to be talking about today.
We got more important things. I was like, we got more important things. That's right. That's the one thing. I got it. And my forehead, it kind of like straightened out. No. It's so funny when John's telling you something like a joke, something's not right. You know, messing with you. His jaw's like, no, hey, this is real. His jaw does not even, you know, it's like, dude, you're messing with me, man. Your mouth's not closing. It hangs wide open when you're telling me something like that. There goes, right? Okay, we'll move on. Unless. Well, I just want to make a point. I mean, this is important. It's your birthday, man. It's your birthday. Man, okay, we're going to move on. You're not like, you know,
he's not exciting anymore.
I know, he's older now.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Thanks. You're welcome. So if anybody wants to send any comments or, you know, forget about our Facebook, anything you want to do, if you need good ideas for his birthday party, I got some video footage to give you. Like this, right? Something like that. Right? Right.
A whole lot of that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I think I remember that. Do we have that footage?
Well, we can find some.
I can find it.
Oh. We don't have that footage.
I'll just send them a little clip so they can help them out. So they can think of some things to do. It's hot in here. Pat, you see my glasses? Oh, I got them right here.
We have an arsenal. As I'm looking on the calendar.
We need to move on now.
I've noticed that Pat's very quiet.
Oh, yeah.
I know he's not participating. I know because Tuesday is a special day and... You know
what's happening
this Tuesday?
What's Tuesday?
Okay, I will act in kind as you're acting in kind today. I can't guarantee now that you're gonna get a break.
What's happening Tuesday?
What's Tuesday, John?
Well, Tuesday is gonna be Pat's birthday.
No, see how much older you're getting. He's actually. Remember, you guys are like 2 days apart.
Alzheimer's.
Oh, 2 days. Yeah. That's right. I keep thinking it's Sunday.
Yeah, Jacob and Esau. You know, you guys were struggling to come out the womb.
Well, we'll have to make up for it Monday then.
Monday. Oh, I see what you're saying. You're gonna bring this up on Tuesday.
No, he really forgot. That.
I think we did need to dedicate the week to Pat's birthday, don't you?
You know, that.
We'll start with the footage of him thinking of me on my birthday. And then we'll just kind of go into, you know.
Oh, wait a minute now.
What?
I guess you forgot 3 years ago what y'all did to me.
What, gave you a cruise to?
Exactly. What you did.
Isn't that amazing?
What you did before that.
Almost done.
Hugged them.
Yeah.
And said thank you for your service. I felt the love. Yeah. Thank you for your service and, you know, and all those wonderful things.
All the love that we poured out on them.
Right. Yeah. And we even got him new Efferdent to soak his teeth. Remember the new Alka-Seltzer Efferdent thing they got? No. Look how white they are. It's amazing. It's totally amazing. Yeah, we could do a whole week. That's good. I can see some things rolling out of that.
I think I'm going to be out of town, though.
When we're in doubt, though, we can just roll over to the other Son of Thunder, and we can they'll give us some footage right there, right?
Try it. Plan,
sure. And all. Stories.
Bark. Bark. Okay, getting back to love.
Moving on.
Moving on. Yeah, love. We don't need to waste this time right now, right? This is John's birthday.
That's right.
We need to focus on Juan Paul. Okay, listen. Did y'all know? I am glad it's your birthday. I really am. But you need to slow down a little bit because you got a lot to do.
Yeah.
We have a nation to reach. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.